If dressage and orphans were my cowgirl prayers, gotta raise some money to save the camp, I swear. Or save the ranch, or save the farm. Lord knows they're always in financial trouble. It's cowgirl summer with your boys. Hallelujah, amen. Heaven bless the show hard land. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Yeah! What's up, Fudgebackers? Welcome to Pure Boys Podcast. I'm Aaron Black. I'm just getting over a cold, so my voice is going to be even more frigged up this week. And chiz.
And I'm the sultry, smooth, silky-talking David A.R. White.
How's it going? He remembered his name. It's been, we took a week off, and he still remembered his name when we came back.
Well, yes, I did have to think about it. When you said your name, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a different name.
Oh, right, I'm not Steve anymore. Oh, no.
I feel fondly for Steve Creep. May he rest in pieces.
Hey, we can bring him back. I really don't care. I'm not married to Aaron Black and David A.R. White. I'm fine with going back to Adam and Steve. That's fine. Doesn't matter. It's all bullshit.
The problem is, the way you say it makes me want to commit. And I love committing.
Well, hey, even the best laid plans can change. Because we're talking about season 1, episode 5 of Heartland Best Laid Plans.
Also, anybody can be a Fudgebacker, no matter who you are, stars and stripes, mm-hmm. all of them.
Mm-hmm. CBC, if you're listening, we say it with love. If you sponsor the show, we'll get rid of it. That's fine. We don't have to call our fans Fudgebackers. They know who they are in their hearts.
But if you want to go the other way and start calling all Heartland watchers at the top of the show Fudgebackers, we're down for that. We will co-sponsor that for sure.
Yeah. Why isn't there a Heartland after show, and how can you and I create that?
It seems right up CBC's alley, like to have a after show or a radio to CBC 2 podcast.
We'll do a show with Richter Fry.
Problem is, like, the biggest problem is that we got 16, 17 seasons to catch up.
And it'd be weird to introduce an after show in the 17th season. Seems like a bit of a... Maybe you don't need this right now. I feel like you've been doing fine without it.
Yeah, and they could probably get, like, George Strobelopoulos to do it, or maybe Chevy Chase or something.
Sure, yeah, Canada's finest, Chevy Chase. Is he Canadian? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, no. Get Dan Aykroyd to do it. That's
Mike
Canada's
Myers?
Finest. Sure. No, not after the Pentaveret. That guy doesn't have it anymore.
The Pentaveret ruled. Everything was good about it, and he was back to form.
Two thumbs down. Thought it was terrible. Thought it was an embarrassment for Mike Myers.
I thought the exact opposite, but that's why we make good cookies together.
This is only tangentially related, but where I live, it's now, like, you know, it's summertime, right? So tourists are starting to come in. But what that really means is that the wild hogs are out in force. So every day I see just motorcycles whipping by, all ridden by men older than dirt. And I've yet to see a man under the age of 50 on a motorcycle around here. But every time I see him, I'm just like, wild hogs, baby. I even got my wife. Wild hogs. She loves it.
Is there any one of those over 50 gentlemen riding a crotch rocket, or are they all like laid back Harleys?
No, it's all cruisers and Harleys.
Nice.
Up here in the mountains, I don't know if you'll find crotch rockets. There's not a lot of straightaways where you can just really open them up.
Have you ever seriously thought about getting your motorcyclist's license and getting a motorcycle?
Not personally. My wife was certainly interested in, she rode motorcycles when she was younger, and she's kind of talked about it now, and our agreement is she can get her motorcycle license if she buys a motorcycle with a sidecar that I can ride in. So I'll gladly ride sidecar. That sounds great.
Number one, adds stability. Mm-hmm. And number two, adds companionship.
Correct, yeah. And number three, looks damn good while doing it.
You should get, like, radios in your helmet so you can, like, radio talk.
That's true. It'd be more fun to just scream at each other, though. And if you got a problem with it, you can go to speakpipe.com/pureboyspodcast, or maybe just Pure Boys. I don't know, try them both. See which one works. And then leave us a voice message on why I'm right.
I went to the Museum of Popular Culture recently, and they have a sound lab, and you can do, like, scratching and DJ stuff. Oh, cool. And boy, was it fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I went to a Kid Rock concert once, and he scratched records, and it was pretty cool.
He didn't, like, immediately destroy the record and go, "Aw, frick."
He didn't go, "Oh, there's a trans person on the cover of this record. I need to destroy it to make a statement."
Is he of that way? He
trans?
He thinks that way?
Yeah, he's definitely trans for sure. Kid Rock? Oh yeah.
Cuz he seems on the side of all the people on the outside of normal culture.
He's very much, he definitely was like the first quote-unquote celebrity to shoot up a bunch of Bud Light cans and make a video about it. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, decide just take what you will from that information.
That's cool. I love them.
I have a hat. I bought a hat from the Kid Rock store that says "Chillin' the Most" on it. And it's like my favorite hat. I wear it everywhere. And everyone's like, "That's a great hat. Where'd you get it?" And I have to be like, "From Kid Rock." And they go, "Oh, that's too bad." And I go, "Yeah, well, that was like 8 years ago. So don't even worry about it."
8 years ago, 2015.
Wow. Good math. Yes, absolutely. Wow. 8 years ago, 2015. Correct.
I like to think in years, man.
I like, when I'm trying to figure out a number, I like to subtract thousands from each other. 2023. Yeah.
2015.
Eight.
Yep. You got it.
Thank you. Yep. Hey, we haven't even done the Pure Boys prayer yet.
Clap.
God bless our podcast, please.
God bless all podcasts, please.
We love you, please.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Ride them, cowboy.
Hey,
or cowgirl.
Or cowgirl.
Yeah. Or cow they.
Or cow they. All stars and stripes and under the Heartland Ranch sign.
What's better, cow they or cow them?
Ooh, that's a good question. What about they cow?
It sounds like a milk, like an alternate milk.
Well, we've got almond milk, we've got soy milk, we've got they cow, we've got, yeah, it definitely sounds like an off-brand. Yeah, for sure it does. That's really good. That's maybe that's a branch of the Thickwood branch.
CBC, if you've ever wanted to go into off-branded milk, we got a name, and we also do this podcast.
Yep. They cow. Feel free to go nuts with it. Hey, that's a good slogan for it.
Yeah, go nuts.
Go nuts for they cow. What kind of milk is it? I don't know, dandelion? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Just, it's not cow milk, so just drink it down.
Yeah, on the carton it says, "What kind of milk is this?" And then it says, "Who cares?"
Wait, but like a cow was saying that.
Yeah, and then the dandelion is on the side.
Yeah, dandelion's tucked behind its ear. The cow is saying, "Who cares?" And two very sickly-looking people are asking, "What kind of milk is this? Who cares?"
Very sickly people.
Oh, yeah.
There should be a whole comic on the carton.
Sure.
So you could, like, read along on the story of... Who cow?
They cow.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay, I'm into that. Yeah. So it's like you're in the... So you basically go to the grocery store. You go down the dairy aisle. It's not there. You go down the alternative dairy aisle. Well, now there's a bunch of people standing in front of the cooler all staring at a carton reading this comic that's on there. And you go, well, I want to know what's on that carton. You pick up a carton of they cow.
Exactly. I want to be that.
You want to be they cow?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. You can be the cow. Okay. You want to be the spokesperson?
No, that's Doug Gilmore for sure.
Hey, Doug, you got a milk mustache. Actually, it's they cow. Well, what is that? Who cares?
They cow.
I mean, the listeners can't see, but we're running our index finger under our noses when we say that.
Very sultrily.
Sniffing deep.
Yeah, Doug Gilmore has to be the spokesman for all of our liquid...
Yeah,
companies.
Of
yeah.
course, yeah. We're Doug Gilmore Incorporated.
Yeah, and he loves liquids.
Oh yeah,
famously.
Well, I mean, famously. Yeah, I was thinking of Jerome McGinley for a second.
Jerome and Ginla, are they like in the same part of your brain, Doug Gilmore and Jerome Ginla?
Yeah, I guess so. Not usually, but sure, they can be. Yeah. Yep.
Why am I not watching reading fan fiction about Jerome Ginla and Doug Gilmore?
I don't know.
Or writing it.
Jerome Ginla was a hunk, though.
It was.
Jerome Ginla walked so P.K. Subban could run.
I don't think P.K. Subban ever got to run enough.
You don't think so? I thought he was a bit of a runner.
I feel like he was the best of the best, and people crapped on him, and his career was short.
Well, he's certainly one of the best parts of Jackass Forever, I'll tell you that much.
Really? He was in that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's great in it. He's very funny.
I really love the Jackass movies nowadays.
Yeah, they're great. They're like, what do you love about them?
I don't know. It's like comforting. It's like good old corn chowder. It's like a part of a time that I hate, but like that part I liked. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's like what Sanford and Son is to our parents. Just this like warm, like, oh, when I look back on this, it's from a different time, a beautiful time. Reminds me of just, we almost got a spit take on him on that one. He's dying on the other side of the mic right now.
Oh, my God. I don't know why that hit me so hard, but. Woo! Yeehaw!
Yeehaw. Are you woman?
Are you woman? Like, things of that era, I just hate. The music, most of the TV I used to watch.
Sure.
But for some reason, Jackass has endured.
I mean, I can think of three. I can think of an example of each of those things that's great. So if we go to music, obviously, 50 Cent, he was great during that era. In the Club, oh my God, great song. TJ had a stunt, Stunt 101, great song. Television shows, we obviously got Fastlane, great show from that era.
Fastlane?
Yeah, Fastlane with Peter Facinelli. Do you not know Fastlane?
What are you talking about?
Created by Mick G for Fox. One of the most expensive television shows of all time, and that's why they canceled it. Each episode cost $1 million.
Did they just race cars?
Bill Bellamy? Maybe you've heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of Bill Bellamy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, host of Last Comic Standing. Sure, of course.
Yeah,
it was about like undercover call. It was like Miami Vice essentially, but modern day Miami Vice, produced by McG, starring Peter Facinelli and Bill Bellamy, and some very attractive woman, and I can't remember what her name is, but she was like
Tiffany Thiessen,
Amber Thiessen.
Tiffany
dropped the Amber. Okay, well that's interesting.
Famous from Saved by the 7-Eleven.
Ooh, Saved by Fastlane. If we're talking about her career.
Also, if you're out there wondering what Fastlane is, it is one show. One word.
Fastlane. One word. Easy. One word, one season. Fastlane.
I think it would have been easier if it was two words.
Fastlane.
Yeah.
I don't know. That pause really kind of puts a divot in it, you know?
It really does.
Yeah.
Just like the Grand Canyon herself.
Just like the lines on Grandpa Jack's face.
Oh my God, I want to marry Grandpa Jack.
Oh yeah. When I saw this episode, it was called Best Laid Plans. I was like, if we're talking about getting laid, then we must be talking about Grandpa Jack.
Because he's got wet holes all over the town.
Yup. Yeehaw to that. Including...
Did you say yup or gulp?
Can you gulp a yup?
Doug Gilmore can, that's for sure.
Definitely can, yeah, for sure.
Callback.
Oh, yeah, definitely a callback for sure. hey, so you were traveling this week, and or last week, I guess. And during that time, I started a new thing because I wanted to kind of have a little connection with you while you were traveling.
Oh, yeah?
So you went to
you go to Seattle, too?
I went to Seattle, and I followed you around. You didn't know I was there, but I was there on the pier with you. I was there on the ferry. I was there at the roastery. I was there at on the scooters. I'm just trying to remember all the things you told me before the show. In the little village on the island, I was there for all of it.
Little village on the island where pickleball was made.
Correct. But also the Mariners game. I downloaded an app on my phone that I can listen to AM radio from like anywhere around, anywhere in the world.
And not so, FM?
Well, no, FM too, but who cares about FM?
Thank God.
No, who cares about FM? AM is where the good stuff is. And I've been listening to baseball games like every day for the last like week, pretty much. And
oh,
so
nice.
The first game I listened to was the Mariners game that you were at. That's why I downloaded it, because I was like, oh, I want to listen to this Mariners game that Steve's at. And then we can talk about it. And then I've listened to so many other games, I don't remember what happened in that game. So I kind of faced
myself.
There's
a few home runs. Oh, man, did I see some dingers. It was a 9-3 affair between the Mariners and the Marlins.
Oh, well, then I listened to a different game. I listened to the game after that game because the Mariners lost. And it came down to a potential. They almost had a grand slam on the final up to bat in the ninth inning. But then they blew it and they didn't get the grand salami. So
that was Wednesday's game. Yeah. And the reason I know that is because we took an Uber and the driver told us all about it.
All right. Well, I guess I missed out on the game you were at. I wasn't sure which game you were going to, but I was like, he'll be at one of these Mariners games. So I got in a day late and a dollar short, I guess.
I really like listening to the baseball games on the radio. The other day, I was the Jays had a day game, and I wanted to go cut the grass, so I just switched it to my earbuds and listened to the game. It's fun.
It is fun, yeah. I've been listening to the Jays, obviously, and the Mariners and the Braves. Those are my kind of three teams that I like can get the stations the clearest, essentially.
Nice.
So,
what's the AM dial for the Jays one?
Oh, God, off the top of my head, I don't know. Hang on, I can tell you. Let me look up my app, Simple Radio. Let's see. AM 1040. That's the Jays.
Nice.
Out of Vancouver.
I appreciate that you're listening to baseball, and now we can talk about baseball never again.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely, we talk about Teoscar Hernandez. That's a name I've learned. He plays for the Mariners.
And he used to play for the Jays last year.
Teoscar Hernandez, hey, what up? Had some great catches last night in their game against the New York Yankees.
He has a beautiful smile, and he lights up the clubhouse like no other.
What I love about the Mariners so far is that their entire starting lineup is just all dudes from, like, the Dominican. Like, listening to the announcers struggle with their names is very funny. Every name that comes up, they're like, Javier Guerrero, and you're like, you got it, bud, close enough.
Dude, it's Gutierrez. Just say it right.
It's Teoscar Hernandez, all right? Teoscar, huh?
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah. Also, I've been listening to old baseball games. That's how I got into it before I found this app. I found a podcast that just plays, that you can just listen to old games. So I've been listening to games from like the 40s and 50s and 60s, and boy, did they love Viceroy cigarettes back then.
Viceroy cigarettes? That's my only brand, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Viceroy cigarettes, the way a filtered cigarette should taste.
That's awesome. If you could send me a link to that, that would be great, because I want to smoke Viceroy cigarettes.
Right?
Well.
Yeah, me too, man. Yeah, and it's very funny listening to the way that they talk, and just literally every second they get is just like, Viceroy cigarettes, huh? Oh, the way you should be smoking cigarettes. Damn, maybe I should start smoking cigarettes.
Man, maybe I should. While I was in the U.S., I did pick up some nicotine pouches, and I'm very excited about them.
Like chewing tobacco?
No, they don't have any tobacco. It's just nicotine in a pouch. You don't, like, even spit or anything like that.
Oh. So it's just, drops?
Gives you nicotine.
What is it, though? Like, what form does it come in? You can't. Nicotine isn't a thing. It's like a mineral, or it's like, what does it look like? What is the actual thing that you consume?
It's a little white pouch that you stick under your gums.
Oh,
or into your gums.
Oh, you're bagging it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm bagging it.
I used to know a guy who would quad bag it.
I don't want to quad bag it. It was very confusing when I went to get them, because I asked for the flavors that I wanted, and he was like, three or six. And I was like, no, I asked for two tins. And he's like, three or six. And I was like, I don't know. And so he's like, okay, six, here you go. And I was like, and then I figured out it was the dosage of the nicotine. And like, no, I need three, please.
Here's the maximum dose. Get ready to get addicted.
Yeah. Well, probably no beta cucks that actually use this service get the smaller dose. Like, nobody chooses that.
Well, of course not. That's there for children. If a child wants to start chewing tobacco, go, well, you start with the 3, and then in a couple of weeks, we'll bump you up to the 6.
Exactly. You eventually get to the 6. Oh, and yeah. I was so confident in ordering. He thought I was a cool old school nicotine player.
Oh, yeah. He said, let me see your lips. How much cancer you got in there, buddy? And you were like, riddled with it.
Yeah. Well, apparently the tobacco is what gives you cancer. But if you have other information for us, please reach out to us at speakpipe.com/pureboys and give me the nicotine news.
Like, that's how we communicate with our listeners now. Just go to Speakpipe. Leave us voice messages. We don't want your emails. Leave us, put your voice on record. Speak to us.
We don't want emails. We want voice records, and we want to exploit them.
Correct. Yep. But anyway, I've been loving listening to baseball. It's been great. I think my wife is already annoyed with how much I listen to it. It's become my special interest. So now I every day I'm like, all right, I'm at work, I'm bored, I'm listening to a Mariners game, and it's great.
The thing with baseball is that it's always on, and yeah. there's just multitudes of it to consume. So if you need to fill 3 hours of your day every single freaking day,
yeah.
baseball's there.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's always there for you. It's like I don't know, it's like bending at the break of day.
and dream.
Hey, we gotta get to some segments.
Yeah, we sure do. I love our new segment.
Oh my god, I'm so excited about our new segment. If you remember from last week, we started a new segment called Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and where I try to turn Steve into a country boy. And so, of course, it's time for...
Woo! Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Yeah!
Last week, we had a little song called Good Time by Alan Jackson that was maybe not such a good time for you, Steve.
No. I did not like it whatsoever.
Bummer. Huge. Well, fine. That's okay. I'm trying not to take it personally. That's fine.
You should take it personally.
I am going to take these all personally, especially as we go on. I start picking songs that I like genuinely really love. I'm definitely going to start taking it personally. Maybe even starting today. I guess we'll see. Because this week, the song I've chosen for Steve to listen to is a little song by Canada's own Jade Eagleson titled More Drinking Than Fishing.
I got a buddy with a boat, Merc 2-stroke, sky blue Yeti, ready ice conditions. Got the gas in the tank on the riverbank. Yeah, we ain't making no waves, but we're tipping.
Right, Steve is proving. He is proving right now.
The bar ain't bobbed. Only thing that I caught's a blue ribbon. Ain't got one
bite. Just saying, oh my God. He's proving.
Because we're doing more drinking than fishing. Yeah, we're doing more drinking than fishing.
Also, I looked into the laws, and there is no law that says you can only play like 15 or 30 seconds. You're just not allowed to play copyrighted music, period. So, F it. We'll just roll the dice every week. Who cares?
That sucks.
It does suck. It's bull-ass is what it is. You know what? It's a pile of manure outside of Lou's window is what it is.
Is that from the song?
Yeah, that is from a song. Yeah, you bet it is. So, Dr. Steve Creep, what did you think of More Drinking Than Fishing?
Well, let me set the scene for you, because I promised you I would listen to this song under certain environmental circumstances. So I got my non-alcoholic Labatt Blue bottled.
Nice.
Long neck. What?
A long neck.
Yes, long neck. Nice. Well, I guess, is there a short neck and like a medium neck?
Well, there's stubbies.
Yeah, like Modelo.
Sure, I don't know what that is. Yeah, I know Red Stripe. That's a stubby.
Yeah, that's a stubby for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, long neck.
Yeah.
Grabbed my bottle, waited until it was sunset, went outside, and I was like, "Yeah, I could go on my couch on our deck, but I should sit on our picnic table in a very aggressive male cowboy stance."
Nice.
And then I took a couple of swigs because I wanted that taste in my mouth before I listened to the song.
Of course.
And then I started listening to the song while staring at this sunset. And I was into it for the first 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then it just kept being repetitive and bro country-y, and I didn't like it whatsoever.
Oh, wow. Real turn. Not where I was expecting you to go with that.
Yeah. It it reminded me eventually of like a rap song turned country, but in like the worst possible way. Like the cadence of it, the groove of it is definitely like rap-ish. There's a feature artist on the track.
Who is that?
Dave Bling
Wrong.
Or something?
Canada's own Dean Brody.
It started with a D. That's pretty good.
You got it, yeah. You
DB.
It.
DB.
DB.
DB. DB. DB. DB. DB.
Right, classic Dean Brody, yeah. Dean Brody, also great. Love Dean Brody.
The twang and the cadence of it, it just rubs me the wrong way, and I didn't appreciate it at all. I didn't enjoy it, and it didn't turn me into a country fan.
Okay, that's all right. That's only week two. That's
only week two. We got like maybe 8 more weeks of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so I'm still dialing it in. You said you wanted a shorter song. That was the big thing I picked up last week. So okay, picture song three. It's like 3 minutes, pretty much almost on the dot. Like, this will be a nice short song. They don't get much shorter than that, so 3 minutes is going to have to be an acceptable song length for you.
Yes, I really appreciated that. When I looked down and saw 3 minutes and not 5 minutes, man, I got... My stress went down on my watch from 80 to 50.
Oh, wow, that is a significant drop. You were really stressed out about listening to 2 extra minutes of a song before.
Yeah, like so stressed out. My day's chocked full of ish.
Damn. Well, okay, so how can I address your criticisms from this week in song form? Let's see. You didn't like that it was repetitive, but I don't know how I'm going to find a song that isn't... All songs are repetitive. That's called verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. That's how a song is structured. So I don't know what I can do about the repetitive nature of it. All songs have choruses that they sing multiple times.
But, like, every line is, like... building on the previous line and then going looping back, like every 2 lines the cadence was the same, like that's the whole song.
Okay, yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, again, I feel like this is a general criticism of music, but all right, fair enough. Bro country, that's going to be a hard one to address because Jade Eagleson is not bro country at all. He is the opposite of bro. Like, there couldn't be more of a gap between him and, like, Florida Georgia Line. That's, like, those are kind of 2 ends of the spectrum. He's very much a return to, like, honky tonk. Like, his album from 2021, which is phenomenal, is called Honky Tonk Revival. So he's all about old school country. So... Maybe next week I'll give you a real bro country song.
Yeah.
And you can know what that
I
is.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, because right now I feel like in your head, and I could be wrong with this, but like modern country is bro country to you. Is that a fair assessment on my part?
Based on what I've listened to, then yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And if they're on different spectrums, then I felt like his tonk was too honky.
Oh, but that's the appeal of old Jade Eagleson is how honky his tonk is. Guy's from Ontario and he sounds like he's from Kentucky. He's great. Totally fake accent, and I love that.
I will admit that there was some part of me that was grooving to it. There's some part of me that wants to get let out of its cage and like it.
Hey, you gotta let the horse out of the barn sometimes.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so, all right.
Wait, is that innuendo? Don't let your horse out of your barn all the time.
Sometimes you gotta let the horse out of the barn. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you're out in your backyard and you gotta let the horse out of the barn. That's all.
Ask for permission is my stance.
If you're alone, let the horse out of the barn whenever you want. If there's someone there, yes, ask for consent first.
Yeah, for sure. I've been freeballing it a lot lately, and it's been a wild journey.
Well, it's your home. Do whatever you want in it. You own it, so let those balls free.
Well, I'm wearing shorts, but I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of swass in your pants now, huh?
a lot of swass. When I come back from a run, that thing is soupy.
Yum. Great. Well,
yuck.
Next week. All right. I got some ideas. I got some directions I could take you there. We got many weeks of this left. And here's the other thing. This is going to turn listeners into country fans or get them to turn them off the show entirely. So I guess we'll see how that goes.
Honestly, I think it's the best podcasting we've done.
The switch to Heartland has not hurt our numbers at all. Although we have lost another subscriber on YouTube. So, oh well. What are you going to do?
Get out of here, bots.
Yeah, get out of here, bots. And that's...
Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah!
Classic.
Good podcasting.
Really good podcasting, yeah. All right, well, I guess we can get into it. Just, oh my God! Oh my God! It's the 80 for Brady Minute!
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's 80 for Brady Minute! I love the 80 for Brady Minute!
Tits and ass?
Oh my God. I watched 80 for Brady so many times this week. I love that movie. 80 for Brady is amazing. It's one of my favorite movies ever. I love old people comedies and old people romance movies, and 80 for Brady is all of that.
Is there a heist?
Only of my heart. I mean, they do. The old women do break into the Patriots' like booth where they like call the plays. They do break in there and take over for a little while, which is insane.
It's 80 for Brady.
It's 80 for Brady. Yeah. Lily Tomlin is great. And oh boy, next week we'll have more 80 for Brady minutes with more about the show. I wasn't really quite prepared. Took a lot of video, and I love 80 for Brady.
That was great.
80 for Brady Minute.
I didn't know how much I should talk, and we did, like, yell a lot at the beginning, just out of surprise.
Of course. Well, it's always... You never know when the 80 for Brady Minute's going to happen. It just kind of, like, will happen, and then suddenly you're in the 80 for Brady Minute. It's only a minute, so you can get through it real quick and easy.
I think you should create, like, a randomized number generator of 0 to 60, and that's when you just interrupt the show. And do the 80 for Brady Minute.
I wonder if I could build an algorithm to just randomly play that song while we're recording.
Algae rhythm. I don't... Yeah.
Yeah, algae rhythm. Great.
It's from Space Jam.
I know what it's from. I know it's Don Cheadle's character from Space Jam, A New Legacy. I know.
It's my favorite character now, baby. Yeah.
What about the non-sexual Lola Bunny?
Didn't like as much. Yeah, I like my Lola Bunny sexualized. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I want to see her midriff, and I want to see that ass in them shorts.
That's, I feel, when woke culture went too far, and now we're kind of going back to basics.
Oh yeah, this is a real gamer moment for you, where you want to be able to, you want to be sexually attracted to digital things, and you're mad when they make them less sexual.
Very true. If we cannot very be true. Sexually attracted to digital things, mm-hmm. What are we even doing here?
I don't know. What's the point? What's the point of making digital things if we can't look up pornography of them?
Digital things.
Hey, they figured it out. You've said that on the show. They figured it out. That's been a thing you've said in the past, and it's just become I say that all the time in my daily life.
I don't even know what it's from anymore, but like whenever that kind of pops up, and it pops up a lot,
yeah.
I always think to myself, they figured it out.
it's infected my brain. You're a worm in my brain, and I love you.
Yeah, I'm a brain worm, that's for sure.
Hey, before we move into Heartland, we need... let's get somber for a minute here. Let's get serious. Let's get real. We do need to take a minute, of course, to remember our fallen hero. Let's have a moment of silence for Humpty Dumpty, and we miss you, King.
This is our salute to you, Humptiest of the Dumptiest. Mm. We love you.
We love you, and salute.
I didn't see Humpty Dumpty once on my journeys through Seattle. I didn't see anybody that looked like Humpty Dumpty.
Damn. Did you check any, like, bottoms of walls?
I saw a lot of walls.
Yeah?
I didn't look at the bottoms.
You're too busy looking at the top.
Exactly.
Maybe he already has a great fall. Who knows?
Always be looking at the top of walls, never at the bottoms.
That's right. Look for Humpty Dumpty wherever you find your eggs.
Do you think there's, like, a bunch of Humpty Dumpties on the Great Wall of China?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure there is. Yeah, every 5 meters or so, there's a Humpty Dumpty.
Is that a derogatory term to people that live around the Great Wall, Humpty Dumpties?
I do feel like just you saying, is there a lot of Humpty Dumpties on the Great Wall of China made me go like, I feel like Humpty Dumpty is a racial slur. And I feel like anything could be a racial slur if you say it with the right inflection or the wrong inflection.
Yeah, especially when you ascribe it to a specific race that lives along a specific wall.
Jesus, I went to the Great Wall of China last week, and it was just nothing but Humpty Dumpties as far as you could see. Ridiculous.
Now, that's a speech I could glom onto. That's a leader.
That's like the term beanpole, where they when a kid goes through puberty and they get really tall really fast, and they go, oh, you're like a beanpole. I go, oh, you definitely can't call people beanpoles anymore. That's wildly inappropriate.
I feel like anything with two four-letter words put together can sound sharp enough to discriminate a whole group of people.
Of course, like you can't call someone a fuck face anymore,
or a fuck pole,
or a fuck boy. I mean, that's 4 and 3, but still.
Yeah, 4 and 3 is easier.
4 and 3 is nice. Yeah, boy, that sounds fine.
Lighter.
Call your dad a fuck boy next time you see him. See what he thinks. I mean, your dad is kind of a fuck boy. I hate to say it, but your dad's a bit of a fuck boy.
He's got abs, big dick.
I mean that with all my love in my heart, though. I love your dad, and I love him because he's kind of a fuck boy.
This is a salute to you, Humpty Dumpties.
Oh, my favorite restaurant, Humpty's.
Dumpty's? Why didn't they call it Dumpty's?
Because nobody wants to eat at a restaurant with dump in the name.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey, and you were gracious about it, and I appreciate you.
If you're ever at Humpty's out there, get yourself a curly fried poutine. It is absolutely delicious.
Hey, if you ever find yourself at Humpty's, get up and leave. Go anywhere else. Go to Smitty's.
Seriously, unless like they've totally reformed. You never know when a Humpty's is going to reform. get out of there.
When will the Humpty's comeback story happen? That's all I want to know.
Never. They're dying.
Yeah, they better not. They better not ever come back. Hey, we're 40 minutes into this podcast. We haven't even talked about season 1, episode 5, Best Laid Plans. Again.
Man, season 5.
I don't know what Best Laid Plans is in reference to in this episode. Oh, I guess Lou making the commercial, I guess, is probably what those Best Laid Plans are. Or maybe it's Scott trying to get laid. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Well, we start off at the cafe again, finally.
Oh, yeah, finally. Soroya is there, and her mom. Did you catch her mom's name this time?
I don't know, but she's got a big old badonkadonk.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's got that low-cut shirt. God damn.
I couldn't look at anything else other than the beautiful commercial put on TV by B.R. Rand.
Yeah, with Ashley in it.
Yeah, hot ash.
Oh, hot ash. Yeah, I love that when they get there, Amy sees her car and sees her license plate and is like, oh great, Ashley's here. But it's like she drives a cherry red Mustang. Like, that's probably the only one in the area. I think you could probably guess who it is.
Well, there's a lot of cherry red Mustangs an hour or so outside of Banff.
Yeah, in Hudson.
We do have more of a geographical reference for the show, because they do say that they're about an hour outside of Banff. Yep. So that if you're writing these things down and connecting the dots, that's another clue for you.
If you're writing these things down and trying to figure out where it is, it's probably Canmore.
Yeah. Well, that's like 40 minutes outside of Banff.
Well, maybe Heartland Ranch on the other side of Canmore, then.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe they add another 20 minutes on. They're not in Canmore. They're near Canmore.
I feel like they're on the opposite side of the mountain range than Canmore is.
Well, then they'd be in British Columbia, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they be in Vancouver if they did that?
No, like between Calgary and Banff.
Oh, maybe.
And Canmore's on the other side.
It's all prairie around them, though. You don't really see mountains around them. I mean, they're definitely in Wild Rose Country, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, very much so. Wild Rose Country till I die.
Oh, yeah. What did you think about when Ashley and her loser friends are watching some horse jumping on television, and she goes, which one's the horse?
It's good.
And like, Ashley, you should know that. I feel like you of all people should know which one the horse is.
You can tell by my laugh that I think it's very witty and very sharp of them to say that.
Hey, and as long as you don't say Grandpa Jack looks like a horse, that's all that really matters.
I'm going to start saying that when I'm watching any TV show. I'm going to look to my wife and go, which one's the horse?
Which one's the horse?
We're watching Fast 9. We can't.
We're watching Boo 2 of Madea Halloween. The guy with the long hair is horse. We know who that is.
Yeah, what a horse.
Oh, he invented man of a horse. Oh, I watched Fast X recently as well. And ooh, that's good. That's a fun movie.
I wanted to see it in theaters, but Jagoff declined the invite.
Ugh. Don't call your wife a Jagoff. I don't like that.
I don't know. I think I kind of want to call my wife a Jagoff. Hey, Jagoff, you want to go to Fast 10 tonight?
Hey, Jagoff, what time's dinner?
I cook the dinners around here. I tried to make chicken burgers last night, okay. But like I added an egg and a bunch of like liquid stuff to the ground chicken. Ooh. And it just turned into like chicken soup.
Oh, well, was it for the soul or no?
No, it definitely wasn't for the soul. Damn. So I added a bunch of like flour and cornstarch thicken it up.
Oh, no. Oh,
but then
daddy.
I put it on the barbecue and it like seeped down a little bit into the grate.
Yeah. Sounds like you really fucked this up.
It was edible, but yeah, I definitely fricked it up.
High praise.
Yeah. It was so weird. Putting cheese on it and like putting it on the barbecue helped out quite a bit.
Sure.
Other than that, it was a bit of a disaster.
You're eating a flour burger with a little bit of chicken thrown in there.
So if you know out there how to thicken up a chicken burger, please reach out to us at speakpipe.com/fearboys.
You put it in your salad spinner and you spin it around to get all the liquid out, and then you just mash it into patties and you got it.
That's a good way to get liquid out.
Good way to ruin your salad spinner.
Eh.
Yeah, whatever.
Salad spinners come and go.
That's true, but chicken burgers are eternal.
Yeah, they last forever.
Exactly. Soroya, I like that Soroya is annoyed with Ashley and her friends. She's like, they've been here for over an hour and all they've ordered was bottles of water. Like, yeah.
Well, at least they're buying bottles of water.
Yeah, at least they're not getting tap water.
Yeah.
And also, this drove me nuts, and this is just my own stupid brain. But some of those bottles are Aquafina, and some of those bottles are Dasani on the table. And I go, those are two different beverage companies. Who's your beverage distributor? Is it Coke and Pepsi? That doesn't make any sense. You one or the other.
That's the thing with Canada. We don't hold any allegiances to any specific bottled water company, and that's a statement I will die on. Well, God bless you, Canada.
I would argue that Dasani is the official water of Canada. Unfortunately, it is the worst water. We you know, it's terrible, but I see Dasani in most places that I go, like facilities and government-run things.
And it's the worst one.
It's the worst one. Well, it's barely edible. I'd rather eat chicken soup.
For the soul.
Sure. Sure.
When's the last time you had chicken soup?
Not that long. In the winter. My wife makes chicken soup. We keep our carcasses and we make a lot of broth and a lot of chicken soup out of that. Put some egg noodle in there and some carrots and some onion and pepper. Oh, it's good. Yeah.
My wife makes the shit out of a chicken soup out of a carcass.
Well, you should have given her what you had last night and been like, whip this into a chicken soup, please. It's 80%.
What was the
thing
there. I was calling her?
Oh crap.
That was 5 seconds ago.
It was 5 seconds ago. Damn. Well, it's gone. I don't know.
Yeah. It's completely gone out of my mind's eye.
Yeah, Peckerhead. It wasn't Peckerhead, but it was something like that. Damn.
Jagoff.
Jagoff, yep. Happy anniversary, Jagoff.
With all the love in my heart, I want you to know. Merry Christmas, Jagoff.
You can't say Jagoff without it sounding... Like, you can't be like, I love you, Jagoff. Like, it's like... Jagoff always comes off as a real F you to somebody.
Yeah, it's a word that hasn't been used in a while, and it really bites through the core.
Oh, yeah, it does.
This is a note I had. Ben wants to frick his horse.
Yeah, that's true, he is. He's already involved with his horse and himself.
Yeah, Mallory can't even get a word in edgewise between Ben and his horse.
I can't wait for Ben and Mallory to get married in like 7 seasons.
I know Mallory was wearing cowboy boots during this episode, but she looked like 2 years older in this episode.
Well, she came to the ranch pissed off about something, on a real jag-off about something.
Yeah, she was a real jag-off about Ty leaving the ranch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, she's in love with Ty, and blind to Amy's love of Ty.
Yeah, I feel like Mallory might murder Amy after they get married, or when she announces that they're engaged.
There's definitely going to be, like, an awkward conversation that Amy has to have with Mallory at some point about, like, look, Mallory, like, you lost. You lost to an older woman. That's going to happen. You're a child. I'm a woman. You know, real woman? You're looking at one.
And then when you get older, you're going to lose to younger women. You're just never going to be the right age, Mallory.
You're a loser, Mallory. Except she's... Ben.
I felt like she was a little bit toned down this episode. I f***ed with Mallory in this one.
Yeah, I liked Mallory in this episode. I liked her friendship with Ben. I liked that was kind of blossoming. They did some, got it some naughty business together. They put a bunch of manure under Lou's window, which was very funny.
But now Mallory's going to have to fight Soroya for Ben's love.
Well, Mallory's going to lose that battle as well. Soroya is way too boy crazy. That girl is like... any boy that crosses her path, she just gets you hear her knees knocking together. She's so weak.
Have you been reading the books more?
No, I haven't. I haven't read another book since. I haven't had a chance to read another book since that one.
Because I feel like that's one of her Mallory's or no Soroya's main characteristics in the book is that she's boy crazy.
She's boy crazy
all the time.
She's a man eater.
Man eater. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think about this line? You're going to have to be his alpha horse. Shut up, Scott. What do you know?
I also have that line written down. It was my favorite line of the episode, for sure. You're going to have to be his alpha horse. It's just such a weird, specific line.
It's a thing I've literally never heard anyone say before.
I could see somebody saying that non-sarcastically in a ranch setting, but don't put it on the screen.
Right? Yeah, don't put it on the screen. Put more Scott Cardinal. Poor Scott Cardinal, though. He's swinging for the fences with Lou, and she tries to let him down gently by going to karaoke and singing Bad Timing and looking at him right in the eyes while she's singing it, and he doesn't get it. He thinks she's in love with him.
Well, she's still with Carl, technically?
Is his name
or
Carl?
Whatever his name is.
It might be Carl. No, it's like, it's Carl or Corey or Carlton or Candy or...
Yeah, I think it's Candy from New York City.
Hey, it's me. Hey, I'm Candy here.
Which I don't know why he's still with her, because she has lost her job from the big city.
That's true. Her vague, nebulous job. She lost her job. What was it? It was a job.
Well, when you see a job that needs to get done, you get on top of it.
Yeah,
right away.
Where I come from, when we have a job, we get it done. All right, calm down. Yeah, you live in corporate America. Good for you.
Lou sees the commercial that BR Ranch does, and then she gets a brilliant idea to do her own commercial.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a commercial, and I'm gonna piss everyone off around me while I do it, including my friend Marnie and her husband Jerry.
Which doesn't get, like, patched back up at the end, which I think is funny. Yeah. Like, they leave the ranch after shooting the commercial, and they are pissed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rightfully so. Lou's terrible to them the entire time.
Yeah, Lou's terrible to everybody, and yeah, Mallory and Ben put a bunch of poo outside of her window, and everybody's fine.
Yeah, Jerry, like, Lou has a friend who knows a director who's shooting something in Banff. That's how we find out where Heartland is, and so she, like, wants to hire him to shoot the commercial, and he agrees to do it, and then, like, Marnie, Lou's friend, suggested her husband, Jerry, who's a wedding photographer, videographer, film it instead, and Lou's like, oh no, I got a real director. And like, Marnie's like insulted by that, but like, Marnie, you have to understand that there's a difference between shooting a commercial and filming a wedding. Like, there's a difference between, neither one is more important or more special than the other, but like, they're different.
And it also, like, turns out that Lou was 100% right, because the commercial that the wedding photographer does is terrible.
Oh, it looks like shit. Oh, it looks terrible. Yeah. But it works. Like, people love it. They love how shitty it is, and then they come to Heartland Ranch. But like, yeah, amateur shitty, like not a good commercial. Like audio recorded on the camera. Are you fricked?
Yeah. There's shaky like hand cam shots that they put in the commercial.
Yeah.
Like get a tripod and set it up. Get a microphone at least.
He had a tripod. He never used it. He carried it around the whole time he was there. He never put it down and put the camera on it. Instead just went, okay, yeah, this will be fine.
And like terrible diamond and star wipes and just like the worst commercial you could ever possibly dream of. The other guy would have done 100% a better job.
Now, would it have been as effective though?
No. The results are that everybody thinks it's cute and funny and stuff, which I don't know why, because if I saw that commercial, I would say, I'm not going there whatsoever with my horse.
Well, I don't know. You see Grandpa Jack at the start, maybe you're already interested. Maybe he's already got you, and you're like, well, maybe I'll consider it. Let me see if there's any pictures of that Grandpa Jack on that heartland.ca website, which I didn't even go to.
Which is how I feel about this show, because watching this episode, it was a real slog to get through Lou's craziness. But Grandpa Jack scenes are just so awesome.
He's great in this episode. Heartland.ca is available to buy. We should buy it.
What? That seems insane to me.
Heartland.ca, they let it slip, stupid CBC. You let it slip, you clowns.
For almost 20 years they let it slip? Are you kidding me?
Well, they might have had it for a little while.
They might have. And the Heartland Ranch apparently does have a website. Because the clicks are off the hook.
Oh, totally off the hook. Holy shit. Well, we're not buying heartland.ca because that website cost $26,000 to buy.
I wonder if they had it for a long period of time and that's why the price is so high now, but then the government didn't want to pay for it anymore.
Definitely. They needed to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on brunches.
And lunches,
of course. But we could get theheartland.ca for one penny for the first year.
What about .biz?
We're not doing this again. I'm not down. I'm not. We're getting heartland.gay, and that's that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait. How much is heartland.gay? Now that I've said it, I want to know.
Well, while you're figuring that out, I think we've gone through like the entire episode. It's very much a bottle episode where Lou's trying to get this commercial made. You find out that she gets fired from the city. Sad. And Scott's going after her with all he's got.
Oh yeah, as he should.
Well, he's a veterinarian. He's got the cock of the walk. He's got the money in the bank. And he's going to get his woman.
Heartland.gay we could get for $2.62 for the first year, or we could get heartlandgay.com for one penny for the first year. So, what do you want?
Heartland.gay.
Yeah, heartland.gay for sure.
Who do you think is going to be pregnant first, Lou or Amy or Mallory?
Oh, damn. Well, Jesus. Well, I hope Lou, I guess, because those other girls are still have one.
Or Ashley.
Oh, probably Ashley then, actually. I would love it if Ashley got... If Ashley became a teen mom, that would be the best course for this show. Actually, honestly, I think Soroya's probably going to get pregnant first.
Yeah, she likes those dudes.
She's going to have sex once and get pregnant, for sure. I could see Soroya having like a little baby, like a little papoose and a baby. I could see Soroya actually getting pregnant on this show pretty quick here.
Yeah, like in the next couple of seasons.
Why would they make her so boy crazy if it's not to preach the dangers of premarital sex?
Yeah, if she doesn't have fertile eggs, don't make her boy crazy.
Yeah, her eggs are aching.
That's going to be a line for sure. Okay. I do like how the series so far isn't super like drama filled or like
It's not Degrassi where there's like. No. I mean, there is drama. Ty and Amy is just bullshit. Drama bullshit. But, like, overall, yeah, the stories aren't, like catastrophic every week.
It's not teen drama, crazy things happening. Nobody's died or gotten pregnant so far.
Well, one person died.
Who? Oh, yeah. Well, the mom.
The mom, yeah. The catalyst for the whole series. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta have a catalyst.
Oh, and you gotta, yeah, of course. What else happened? We did forget one little part of this episode. Maybe you were talking about it when I was looking up heartland.gay, but Grandpa Jack absolutely clowns Val again in this episode, accidentally, but it's beautiful.
What happens?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So last episode, Ty left Heartland Ranch to go work at BR because
BR.
Because Amy, like, turns out Amy and him are in love with each other, but they can't say it yet. But they're kind of saying it, but they're not really saying it. So he leaves the ranch, goes to BR. But, like, Ashley lies to her mom and doesn't tell her that Ty is a convict. That he was, like, that he's got a record. So because he doesn't work at BR anymore, or he doesn't work at Heartland anymore, Grandpa Jack can't be his guardian, or his, like, sponsor. So Grandpa Jack takes the paperwork to Val to get her to sign it to become Ty's sponsor. But when he goes to give it to her, she's being interviewed by, like, a horse magazine and talking about how safe their ranch is and how they hire only the best and how everything is trustworthy and safe. And then Grandpa Jack comes in and goes, "Hey, I need you to sign this paperwork for this felon that works on your farm." And she's like, "No, oh, you ruined me, Grandpa Jack."
Good. I mean, why not spin it into, like, a feel-good story where you're helping out people that need help?
Look, she's a bitch. She's a huge bitch. That's why.
Yeah, she's a huge bitch, and she shows her true colors again in this episode. Yeah. And ultimately, it gets Ty back to Heartland.
As soon as I saw that old truck and that motorcycle come up the driveway, I was like, all is right in the world.
Although Amy, at the very end of this episode, has to beg, like, Ty to come back.
I like that Ty is holding her feet to the fire on it, though. I appreciate that Ty is like, she's like, "You could stay here." And he's like, "Why?" And she's like, "Well, because." And he's like, "Because why, Amy? Fucking talk to me. Like, you don't get to be a bitch and then be vague about it. Tell me why you want me to stay, then."
Yeah. You saying you can stay here isn't enough. I want specifics, and yeah. I want you to tell me to stay because you love me.
Well, she gives
him doesn't.
She gives him some, though. She says, "Because I was wrong, and because I want you to stay." Yeah. And he goes, "Why?" And she's like, "God damn, Ty, please. God, I'm 15. I'm not used to my feelings."
But she does run a whole ranch.
I mean, she does run a whole ranch. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, the whole damn thing.
Whole damn thing. She is the moneymaker, and Grandpa Jack just cleans up the poop.
Well, that's Mallory and Ben's job, but
how long do you think Ben's going to be around for?
I hope not much longer. I don't particularly like Ben. I mean, I like his MILF aunt, but we haven't seen her in a couple episodes.
Yeah, bring back the MILF aunt. I need a, like, whole storyline between her and Grandpa Jack.
Yeah, more MILFs, less Ben, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because they're bringing him in as the bad guy and the piece of crap that needs to be, like, turned into, like, a nice guy, because they've already done that with Ty, but it's only 5 episodes in, and you've had 2 guys with redemption arcs already.
Yeah, and why wasn't one of them Stephen Amell? Also, I was wrong. I'd like to issue a correction. Stephen Amell never wrestled at WrestleMania. He wrestled at SummerSlam. Not the big stage, but, you know, the second big stage, I guess.
If I know our listeners, that's going to yuck a lot of yums.
I know. I'm sorry, Boozy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me on behalf of Boozy. And I don't know. I guess that's kind of it. Hey, I like this episode. I thought this episode was good.
Yeah, it washed over me like a beautiful, cool river.
Oh, how many times did you watch this episode?
I only watched it once. How many times did you watch this episode?
Only once, right before we started.
Yeah. The theme song, I know your like for it has increased with every episode. Yes. How do you feel about it this episode?
That's funny. I was just looking up. I wrote down the lyrics to the theme song. I got them. So I love it.
Is it just Dream 100 times?
No, it's Bend at the Break of Day. You sink into your dream.
Dream?
You dream of.
Man, your singing voice has really come along.
Thank you. They never tell you what you're dreaming of, though. It's always just you dream of, and then I guess Heartland is what you're dreaming of.
Yeah, I think it's open-ended because your dreams are what you make of it.
beautiful. Yeah. What, I know you don't like the twang. What do you think of the guitar? What do you think of the music in the theme song?
That's great. I love it.
You son of a bitch. There's so much twang in that theme song.
I love a good twang.
Bow, bow, bow. You love that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking it personally that you like that, but you don't like the stuff I curate for you. I'm a DJ.
Yeah, and we've all said that DJs suck.
I hate myself. Yeah. I hate myself for who I am.
That's a good start for a path to recovery.
Well, it'll at least make me funny again. If I hate myself...
Oh, you're funny.
Nah, if I hate myself, I'll be even funnier.
Nah. You can love funny.
What do you think of the theme song?
I love it. Yeah. It feels, again, like a warm blanket, just like Grandpa Jack. God, I could lay with Grandpa Jack in a cold barn.
That shot at the end when him and Mallory are on the couch, like he's like kind of holding her and they're watching the commercial on TV. I was like, oh, man, if only I could trade places with Amy in that moment. Oh, that'd be great. To just have that kind of relationship with Grandpa Jack.
Yeah, feel those little bristly hairs on his cheek just like scrape against your head.
Scrape against your balls.
That must be the appeal.
It must be.
I think we can end on that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, well, until next week, I love you.
I love you.
We love you, please.
Yeah.
If dressage and orphans were my cowgirl prayers, gotta raise some money. I'm
trying to think of something we
just save the camp,
episode,
I swear.
I think we're
or save the ranch, so, or yeah. Save the
maybe
farm.
We need to talk about 80 from
knows they're always in financial
well, that's the one
trouble.
And I think we should keep that.
It's cowgirl summer
it. So we can talk
with
about next week.
Your boys.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven bless the show, Heartland. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Still pretty religious.